He said, first of all, I want you to go home, and I want you to ask your wife where she wants to go on vacation. He said, I know you had a vacation plan with your children just before we put you into this massive thing. You'd already scheduled it, had it planned and everything. And when I come down, I told you, you can forget your vacation. You throw it out the window. You can't take it this year. And you didn't even fuss. You just said, okay, whatever I got to do, that's what I'll do. So he said, I want you to go and ask your wife where she wants to go, anywhere where we have a resort, Marriott Hotel. Of course, I work for the Marriott Corporation. I went home and told her. I said, where do you want to go? She said, Hawaii. I said, well, now, I don't know if he meant outside the United States. She said, that's not outside the United States. That's Hawaii is part of the United States. I said, well, you're right, it is. I go home. I go back the next morning. I call Mr. Martin. I said, my wife wants to go to Hawaii. He said, no problem. He said, we'll get you the whole thing. He got the tickets for me and Betty and the kids and everything, and inter-island tours, everything. And we went over there, and we stayed over there for a week, and we come back to Disney World, stayed a week at Disney World in California, and come home, and he didn't even charge me for the vacation. Isn't that something? He said, now sometime when you get rested up, I'll let you take another 2 weeks. Is that a good man to work for?
Amen.
Yeah. Now, really, it was Jesus giving me all that, right? Because I worked hard with no grumbling and complaining. Now, how easy would it be to complain when you get up in the morning knowing you got this massive project to do? But if you pray and ask God, He will make it come to pass, and He won't send a death angel to kill you. If you grumble and complain every day, you might not have finished the project, right? He might have sent the death angel to do it to me. 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. What does that mean to you? In other words, if you're in sin, what can you expect to come upon you? From all these things we just read, when you look at verse 1, for he that has suffered in the flesh. You know, when you stop and think, that sin brings on sickness. When you get a hold of that, in fact, let's put it like this. Let me put it to you simple. Let's say you were a kid and you had a daddy. And he told you, Dad, this is my rules. You do this, I'll bless you. If you go against my rules here, you're going to get your tail busted. Well, the children will always put you to the test to find out if you really meant that or not. So they just walk right off and do what they're not supposed to do. So you go over there and pick them up and do what the world tells you you ain't supposed to do. Whap their little backside. I mean, you whap them. Do y'all know where I'm coming from?
Amen.
Scott, you're a father. You know what I mean with three of them, don't you? Once in a while, they have to have their tails busted, don't they? And it seems like they forget too, don't they? Because it has to happen again. Do we forget? Yes, we do. And do we get our tails busted again? And who knows in what way God's going to do it? Just like you, when you give your testimony, that's giving you a busting.
Exactly.
You didn't like your busting, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
It got
your attention, though, didn't it? Yeah. So you don't get off on them pity parties no more, do you, girl?
No.
If mom don't never call you or whatever.
I call her.
You call her. Okay. Isn't that amazing? That's like the woman, I knew of a woman one time that got healed of arthritis. I didn't pray for her, somebody else did. But this woman was so crippled with arthritis, she could hardly walk. I mean, her hands were all dry. Have you ever seen people like that? I mean, I had an aunt one time that she, when she died, her hand was like a duck's foot. And it was, I don't know how in the world her hand could be like that. But I remember what my aunt said the last time I was with my mother when we went to see her. Of course, I had no idea that sickness and sin went together. I mean, when I was 10, 12 years old. But the thing I remember about my aunt laying there in that bed for 10 or 15 years of her life, she lay there in that bed, couldn't do nothing. She told my mother, she said, Artis, if I just had my life to live over, it would totally be different. I remember that. I thought, you know, Lord, don't let me get to be 60 or 70 years old like she is. And let me be able to make a statement like that. When I get to be an old man, when I'm 90 or 100, whatever, because I ain't old right now. You know, I'm a young guy right now. But when I get old, let me be willing to say, Lord, I'm grateful that I knew you and that I love people And I told them the truth. And I got to see you do many, many wonderful signs and miracles and wonders. Wow. The only thing I could change is I could just study harder and do more. Because you should never be satisfied with what you do in life. When you come to the end of it, you should never be satisfied. You should say, wow. But where he says there, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same kind of mind. Now, you know, how many of you saw the Passion? You saw it. Did the king suffer in the flesh in that movie? In the movie, when I went to see the movie in town, I'll never forget, all of a sudden somebody screamed out, "There's a woman here that just passed out. We need a doctor." And they stopped the movie. He was being beaten before they put him on that cross. He was beaten by the cat of nine tails when it was pulling the chunks of flesh out of his body. And this woman literally passed out just looking at that. I thought she wouldn't have fared very well if she'd have been on the other end of that, would she? But most of us don't. You know, I can almost guarantee you that today, if the last thing I did before you went out of here is I had everybody here strip their shirt off of their back, have a naked back, and I just hit you one time with a cat of nine tails, say, "Now remember what Jesus suffered for you, that just one lick." I bet there wouldn't be a single one of y'all come back to church next Sunday. That was nothing compared to what the king suffered, was it, Bill? Nothing. But we need to realize what he did for us so that we can live the wonderful life we can live on this side if we'll only do what he says. He paid the price. But he says, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. In other words, if sickness and disease has come upon you, just like this lovely little lady here said a while ago, did you notice she said, "I'm grateful that came upon me"? Because it taught her something. It taught her not to go there. Because you didn't like that disease, did you? It wasn't no fun, was it?
No, it wasn't. It hurt.
Does you know God knows how to get our attention? You know that?
Big time.
Big time. In other words, you know, if everything's going good, you got plenty of money in the bank. You know, your car's running good. Your house payments are paid up. You got two or three extra ones in the bank. Insurance is paid up. Kids are all healthy. You're healthy. Your husband's healthy, or vice versa. You and your spouse, whichever way. And everything's going good. Who's got time for God? Who needs God? Well, all you got to do is just be a little bit slack and forget who he is just for a little while, and you're going to find out who needs him. You're going to need him. It's like I told the healing school yesterday, I remember very well a young man that was in Justin. His wife come to church all the time, brought the kids. But he didn't hardly ever come to church on Sunday. He had a beautiful boat, especially in the spring and the summertime. He had to go to boat fishing or just boating. He ain't got time for God. And then one day, him and an older man were out there on Sunday running the waves, and they hit something. I don't know whether it was a giant fish or a log partially submerged in the lake, but he was zipping across there, and when he hit that, that boat rolled right upside down and hit upside down in the water. And the old man got thrown out. I said the old man was about 60. You know, he wasn't very old, but at that day, you know, when this happened years ago, he was old. He swam a half a mile to the bank. He lived. But the young man, they didn't find him. He drowned. A week later, they still haven't found him. The family I know well, and their kids. So Sunday morning, when I come into church up there at Justin First Baptist Church, one of the men told me, "Thurman, you know they've not found so-and-so's body." I said, "Well, I hadn't heard this week." I said, "I knew they hadn't by Wednesday or Thursday." But he said, "No, they still hadn't found it." I said, "The family needs to have a closure over the death of the daddy and the husband." So I said, "Let's me and you go upstairs, and we're going to kneel down, and I'm going to pray according to Matthew 18:19. I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to send an angel to bring that boy's body to the surface where they can find it, where the family can bury it, where they can have closure." And I prayed. I said, "Now thank you, Lord, for sending that angel." I stood up and looked at the boy that prayed with me, and I said, I guarantee they'll find the body today. That was about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. I come back to church that night at 6 o'clock or whatever time it was for evening service. When I walked in, he said, Thurman, you know what happened today just before noon? I said, what? He said, they found his body. He said, I thought about what you said when you said, I guarantee they'll find his body because I prayed. With a God like we serve and the promises he made in his word, how can we be so stupid to think we can guarantee God will do what he said? Because he said it. That's exactly right. Isn't that amazing? God makes all these wonderful promises. He said, if you obey me. Now see, that's the secret. If you obey me and do what I say, then you can come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. Is that what he said, Scott? But did you know most of us don't believe that? Do we? Most people that I know in the church does not believe that. Because every time something happens to them, instead of looking to God to find out what I did that didn't please him so I can please him, so I can repent, so I can get back on track, they look at everything else in the world except God. Isn't that amazing? That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. How many men do you know today? Bill, you've been out there in the business world with all them oil field guys. How many of those men do you know that lived for the lust of the world? Probably 80% of them. Wow. Isn't that something? In other words, this power of God's available to them just like it is to you, isn't it? But they don't know it. So that's where it's your job to tell them, right? And some of them are going to listen, some of them won't, will they? 1 Peter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Any of y'all ever do any of that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, With the Blood of Jesus, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.